Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Yes, indeed, we have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. We got a lot of great stuff we'll be dealing with this afternoon. There's some brand new laws hitting us in Virginia, but especially hitting those who own and operate businesses. Paid sick leave, all sorts of other benefits that the General Assembly, who have never actually owned or operated a business, decided that every business in Virginia should now provide. Just how damaging is it to business owners? Karen Michael will join us at 3:35. Karen, of course, is an expert in this area. This is her law practice, but she also does a great column for the Times-Dispatch and is sought out for her expertise. We're just very, very happy that we're able to get her in this afternoon, get her on the program, Karen Michael, at 3:35. Stan Drewski is going to be here at 4:35. Of course, if today is Friday, and it is, because I just announced, it is Friday, exactly. So I know it's Friday. So that means tomorrow is Saturday if you're playing along at home, and that means that the best weekend radio show anywhere in the garage with Stan Andruski airs tomorrow morning right here at 8 a.m. And so Stan will be along at 4:35 this afternoon with a little insight, little update, little forecast as to what it is that we may or may not be discussing tomorrow on his program in the garage with Stan Andruski. If you saw the story about Richmond's rather rotund mayor, Dr. Donnie Avuli, and his latest series of screw-ups. I know, it's tough sometimes to keep track of the screw-ups. The latest screw-up is that if you are in the city of Richmond, it's even more dangerous today in the city of Richmond because fire stations are not staffed adequately. Now, it's only your life that they're playing with, so please don't go getting some freaking attitude about this. And if the mayor thinks it's okay, then, and by all means, it's probably okay. Now, if the mayor thinks it's okay, it's probably because there was a free lunch of some sort. But we'll be joined by Keith Andes. We're going to do that Monday afternoon. He's the president of the Richmond Firefighters Association. And we'll talk about just how dangerous it's getting. I do want you to bear this in mind as you think about the city, especially. And for those of us who understand where the city is and what's in the city and who goes to the city or doesn't go to the city, it's more dangerous in the city than it has been in a long time. Staffing for the Richmond Police Department, of course, is so far off pace, it's embarrassing. Now, that's not new. Just FYI, that started back in the Summer of Love, right? During the Summer of Love, as we had all of those mostly peaceful rioters rampaging through the streets of the city of Richmond, setting buildings on fire, setting buses on fire, attacking law enforcement officers, attacking just any and every decent human being they could encounter, as they were coddled by complete and total reprobates like the then governor, Governor Goober, Ralph Northam, the then lieutenant governor, the then mayor, LeVar Stoney. You remember all this nonsense. There were so many members of RPD that said, "Yeah, I'm done. I'm just going to leave. I'm not going to stick around to be the center of a riot." And so a lot of folks left, and they haven't really been replaced. But now we see it's impacting the fire department as well. When you're running fire trucks with fewer firefighters on them, you are endangering more people. And it's not for want of a desire to serve. Look, I love firefighters. I think they're insane. And I mean that in the nicest possible way. I think they're crazy. I mean, really, who the hell runs into a burning building? You got to be nuts. And thank God they are. But when you don't have enough of those heroes riding on trucks, and you're just essentially trying to keep up appearances, which is exactly what the mayor is trying to pull with this nonsense. Well, look, we got all the fire. I see fire trucks. You see any firefighters? Well, I do. Do you see enough firefighters? I don't know. That's the problem. That's the problem. But anyway, Keith Andes will be with us on Monday to talk about that. In the meantime, if you go into the city, God bless you. If you do your best to stay out of the city, that's what most of us do at this point. It is, and it is a shame. It is really, really a shame. But it is the situation as we are dealing with it today. A couple of things I do want to share with you because it is Friday, and you know the way I do things on Friday. I always wear red on Friday. R-E-D, remember everyone deployed. Started by a couple of Marine moms a few years ago, just as a visible reminder that we got good, solid people serving far, far from home every single day of the year. So I am wearing red today. I am wearing my Don't Make Me Use My Radio Voice shirt. I would never use my radio voice. I mean, yesterday was National Radio Day, wasn't it? Have we all recovered from National Radio Day? Germ, have all the leftovers been put away? Because I'm sure there was a gigantic party at the radio factory with food and cake and beverages and balloons and party animals and, I don't know. Balloon animals? Did we have balloon animals? Yeah, nice. All right, so yeah. So anyway, so all that's been put away now. Good, 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 good. That's excellent. So we'll be ready to take the skinheads bowling in a week or two. That'll be good. Good! All right. With all of that being said, so no, I would never use a radio voice because, I get to do this every day. But that's what I'm wearing, my red red shirt that happens to say, Don't Make Me Use My Radio Voice. And because it is a Friday, wearing my Peppa Pig hat. I got that from a very, very, very good friend of mine. One of my best friends, by the way. One of my best friends. My dear pal, Emily Morrissey. Down in Midlothian from Emily's Bracelets, emilysbracelets.com. You know, Emily got me a Peppa Pig hat because she had a Peppa Pig hat, and I happened to remark that it was really cool to have a Peppa Pig hat. And don't you know, Emily went and found another Peppa Pig hat and gave it to me. So, yeah, on Fridays, because nothing says Friday like a little dose of Peppa Pig, I put on my Peppa Pig hat. So that's what we got locked and loaded for a Friday afternoon. So that will be very, very good stuff. And I do need to know, is it icing or frosting? This is an actual debate that I don't want to say I'm in the middle of, because I will eat either one. I don't really care what you call it. I will be happy to consume that. Icing or frosting, or frosted icing, or icy frosting, whichever way you want to go. But yesterday, I'm over at the Better Business Bureau serving Central Virginia, and I'm hanging out with Barry Moore, who, you know, regular on this program. And Barry and I have been buddies for forever and ever and ever. And I'm helping him out with a BBB sharing. This is a great opportunity for accredited businesses. The Better Business Bureau does this little kind of get to know us podcast, if you will. And I said, hey, would you mind helping us out? I said, I'd be thrilled to, because you have to remember this. My own personal business is an accredited business. This here radio station is an accredited business. So we all kind of pitch in, right? Everybody rolls up their sleeves and says, I'm part of the Better Business Bureau. I want to help other accredited businesses. So I said, yeah, I'm happy to help you out. So yesterday, as part of this, I chatted with some really great people, but a couple of folks I chatted with, Doug and Gina Brown. Doug and Gina Brown, who I know will become, well, I guess they already have become sort of fast friends. They are the owners of Nothing Bundt Cakes, and they got locations all over America. It's just crazy when you think about it. And Barry said, oh, they do some delicious cakes, and he was describing some of his favorites. And I said, sure, it sounds delicious to me. And Barry said, oh, the icing, and he stopped dead in his tracks. And now I'm telling you, to get Barry to stop right there, stop on a dime, not say another word. You know, Barry is a talker. a very nice guy, but Barry talks and he gets rolling, and then he just stopped. And he realized, uh-oh, I think I'm in trouble. And I looked at Doug and Gina, and they were looking at him like he was going to steal their first bundt cake. Because they said, Barry, it's frosting. And Barry said, no. You know, at my age, and Jersey, it's icing. Now, I don't think this falls into the Jimmy's versus sprinkles category, because we all know Jimmy's, that's the term. They are Jimmy's. They're not sprinkles. Sprinkles are things that happen when it rains. Jimmy's are things you put on ice cream. But that being said, is it icing or frosting? Well, Barry is sticking with icing, and Doug and Gina from Nothing Bundt Cake says it is their corporate policy that it's frosting. So, in the midst of everything else we're talking about, and you know, I don't do stupid radio, but every once in a while we do some stuff that's not nearly as important, theoretically, as other days. I do want you to reach out on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. You've got to let me know. Is it icing? Is it frosting? That's it. That's it. 833-804-1140. All right, Karen Michael's going to be along. If you are a small business owner, you are probably getting ready for the impact of paid mandatory sick leave and a whole bunch of other stuff that a group of people who don't own or operate businesses decided is exactly how you should own and operate a business. It is 316 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.